Today we welcome Mary Potter, who is editor of the West Kentucky Journal and attorney at law in Clinton, Kentucky. And she's here to talk about concrete chickens.
And the Chicken Festival, which is upcoming.
We're getting in on this Chicken Festival early this
year. We
are.
Well, it's if you want a chicken, you got to get in line really quick.
Okay, let's cut to the chase.
Oh, dear. Oh, am I going to have to put up with paltry remarks the whole interview?
Oh. Well, I saw these chickens last year, and I was charmed, and I know our listeners will be too, because these chickens are concrete and they're available in gaily painted colors. That's what got me going.
They are never two the same. They are like snowflakes in the poultry world, because no two. We had so many artists working on these chickens, and they let their creative juices flow into these birds. So they are birds of many colors.
What was the genesis of this project?
Clinton started, Hickman County started Chicken Festival about 4 years ago. And the Arts Council was sitting around thinking, you know, we'd like to do something like Lexington has its horses and Chicago has its hogs, and why don't we have our chickens? And we started pricing chickens, and those big things are very much out of our price range. So I was driving by a lumber yard one day, and I saw these concrete chickens sitting out in front of the lumber yard, and I thought, we can afford those. So I went back and talked to the people at the lumber yard, and they said, yeah, we can get you all the chickens that you want. And that's how it started. And I had no idea what we were getting into, because we painted 30 last year. And we had people literally coming up to the porch, and we painted them on the front porch of my house. So we had people coming up to the porch begging to buy a chicken, but they were all spoke for. So this year we're starting early, so if you want a chicken, then we're going to get you a chicken this year.
You know, these things are basically irresistible. Can people see chickens online?
Yes, I have pictures of chickens at my website, westkentuckyjournal.com, and you just have to search for chicken. Just put in the word chicken, and you'll see lots of different chicken stuff. We have new sizes this year, too, so and they aren't painted yet because we're very much in the beginning phases. We have a small chicken. He's only about 12 inches tall. And then we have the size we had last year that comes in hens and roosters. And they're about 24 inches tall, only they're fat. And then we have, oh my gosh, and he's 3 feet tall. And he's sitting outside my office because he's too big to go inside. So we have lots of choices for those that love chickens.
The chickens are sort of a prelude to the Chicken Festival, which occurs when?
Chicken Festival is the last weekend of April, and it is Friday and Saturday, although there are other events. And it was funny, the first year we did it, I said, oh my gosh, we're supposed to decorate our windows with stuffed chicken. I don't have anything. I don't know of anybody. So my mother-in-law went into the garage and came out with 3 chicken clocks and 4 chicken statues and cloths. So everybody apparently collects chicken stuff but me. So all of downtown Clinton is decorated a la poultry. And we have a window judging contest, and then we have a singing contest called Chicken Idol.
That is like a human talent show.
It is a human talent show, although last year some of our women opened up with a chicken song. We have lots of vendors come in. All of the food is chicken related, and this is marvelous. Women's Club makes a coconut chicken that is to die for. So you can go around eat 83 different kinds of chicken during the Chicken Festival. They're going to have a trap shoot. No live birds will die as part of this shooting competition.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. One year they had a frozen chicken toss, which didn't go over too well. I don't think we're doing that this year. But you got to try different things. And they have a relay. They have walking. Hickman County is the biggest chicken producer in the state. And that's why it started the Chicken Festival, because we have so many chicken barns.
Well, I knew there was a rationality here. what I was going to ask you, though, all of the proceeds from the festival and the Concrete Chickens benefit.
They go to the Arts Council, and the Arts Council supports activities for young people. Oh, one of the things we did last year was we bought 14 dozen plastic eggs and took them to the elementary school for the children to decorate. And our idea was, well, we'll bring the eggs back downtown and, you know, people can see them. Kids didn't want to do that. They kept the eggs at their school so that they could see the eggs that they had decorated with paper mache and markers. And so this year we'll probably be taking more eggs back down to the school for the children to decorate.
That's so much fun.
But we've brought Shakespeare to Clinton. To the high school. We've brought jazz groups to the town.
Is there
a
chicken-themed Shakespearean work?
You know, there probably is, since I expect he ate a lot of chicken during his life. But right now, it's just escaping me. And we have a whole month of bad chicken puns, too.
Well, we're sort of letting
laying an egg,
letting the chicken out of the bag early. You know, it's only February, but you do need to pre-order Concrete Chickens.
You
if
do
you
because
be
we
in
have
on
to
it.
Paint them.
There you go.
We actually pre-order them so that we'll get them, because last year we did literally run out. If we'd had time to get more chickens, we couldn't have got them. We literally got everything on the East Coast, I think. So, yes, and you can order through the website. You can go to West Kentucky Journal and order your chicken. You pay for it when you pick it up. We plan to have chickens for sale on the Court Square during the Chicken Festival. Not going to swear to that because we may run out before, but we do plan to have some available for those who miss the, for them that don't get in the coop at the right time. Sorry.
As we said, this is just a beginning.
Oh, it'll get worse and worse. And you can see chickens. I was showing Kate earlier. There are still chickens all around town. At least two of the restaurants have chickens that they bought from us on display. There's chickens on the Court Square. I have chickens outside of my office, and they're all over the place. If you want to do your own, then you can buy a naked chicken and paint your own. And we've had some really creative people do their own chickens. I remember last year, Liz Jewell repainted hers about four times. And everybody driving by would go, wasn't that brown last week? Wasn't that silver?
So, what's the best paint for chickens?
The best what?
What's the best paint to use for painting concrete
chicken? I went online and looked it up. And really, last year we used leftover paint, leftover Valspar paint. And we used that. We also used children's paint. And so far, it has really worked well. You've just got to make sure the chicken's really clean before you apply the paint, or the paint won't stick. We didn't even seal them. And the paint has done real well. And one of my birds has been out all winter long. I call her my snowbird.
And the silliness continues for a good cause.
Absolutely.
The Hickman County Arts Council.
Yeah, we're actually going to, we're going to sponsor a photography contest and essay contest for children. We give scholarships. We sponsor a musicians group that meets regularly. We've had authors come. Of course, we do the arts fair. Every year in December. And so we've got lots of stuff to spend money on. So we've got to sell some. We got to get them chicks out the door.
Mary, thank you for being with me today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I appreciate WKMS letting us talk chicken.